Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
216-474.
Still got a wiggle room.
Double. Well, this is the organization you give wiggle room to. I mean, you know what? Let's go ahead and see. Chris in Richmond Heights. Chris, do you want to see Deshaun Watson on the field for the Browns again this year?
Okay, now one is a strong word. So, and I don't want to push you guys into no therapy, okay? But I feel that I wouldn't mind seeing him. Simply because when he was playing here, remember the offensive coordinator that was calling the plays was Ken Dorsey, who was a failed offensive coordinator.
Not the entire time, though. Alex Van Pelt was there the first 2 years.
Oh, I'm talking about with Deshaun Watson being the quarterback, right?
Yeah. He was Alex Van Pelt the first 2 years, and then was Dorsey the last year.
Okay.
And Kevin was the play caller for 2.5 of those years.
Yeah.
Right. So they were trying to run an offense. Unlike they didn't do that for Baker. But unlike that situation, I don't think they put him in the best position by trying to make a guy that had been out of football for 2.5 years turn him into Tom Brady throwing the ball every down. They went away from what their personnel was, which was really running the football. I just would want to see him in a run tailored offense actually concentrating on throwing the football. But who I really want to see at quarterback, like everybody, is Shandour. I think they have mismanaged that situation, which is not a new opinion, but I wouldn't mind it.
No one say his name right.
Right. I wouldn't mind it. I mean, I wouldn't jump off the bandwagon, but what I am close to jumping on the bandwagon is his coaching staff, because I'm tired of seeing this tight end high school offense week after week not putting no more than 17 points on the board, but I wouldn't mind it. I don't necessarily want it, but I wouldn't mind seeing it happen.
Chris, right. We appreciate
Thank you, Chris. Here's what I'm going to do. Okay, I'm gonna tell the Deshaun Watson supporters what their argument needs to be moving forward. Okay. I'm going to poke a hole in that argument. I will. But the argument they need to try to make moving forward is that Stefanski didn't know what the hell he was doing, and that's why Deshaun Watson still has a chance. If they were trying to defend Deshaun Watson's playing ability, what they need to try to do is put this all on Stefanski. So like, you were close there in putting it on the coordinators. What you need to do is say Stefanski's had 12 different quarterbacks. He hasn't figured any of them out, and Baker Mayfield might win league MVP, and he had him playing at a very mediocre to sometimes good, but basically somewhere in between there for the majority of the time that he was in Cleveland. Like, you have to shift the blame towards Stefanski and blame it on him. And with the losses piling up, there will be people out there that buy into that. Where I poke the hole in that is I would say, even if you want to believe all that, he's way too injured of a player to ever actually believe in him.
Yeah, I think the struggle now is, and listen, I was the guy saying, why did it take 3 years or 3 seasons to get to a Deshaun offense that he was comfortable in, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can say, well, Deshaun didn't tell the Browns. No. No, this is the thing that makes sense to the NFL. You have a quarterback that has been incredibly successful in another system. Run that system. Don't get cute about it. But I digress. Now, he's had a shoulder injury, which I still don't know if the guy can throw the ball 20 yards consistently, and now an Achilles injury.
Yeah, he's just too injured of a player at this point.
It just continues to come back to. I do like that the best thing we've heard so far about the reason to see Deshaun again is, I don't really want to see him. Want's a heavy word, but I wouldn't hate it if it happened. Let's see. Where do you want to go with this one?
Ken in Houston.
Ken in Houston. Do you want to see Deshaun Watson on the field for the Browns this year?
Hey, guys. How you doing today? I just got something to tell you, and it just shocked me when I found out about Flacco. So last week, I'm driving around Houston, and Quincy Avery, I think his name is, the
quarterback coach.
Yeah. So So he was on our sports radio
thing. Deshaun's old quarterback coach, or could be current, actually.
Yeah, okay. And so I'm driving, and he said that he thought that he looked so good that he would expect one of the quarterbacks to get traded. And this was last week, and he thought it was going to be Shador Sanders. And then Flacco gets traded today, so I'm like, what? And so he mentions something about a 21-day window that they have. I don't really know what that is because I'm down here. But I was just wondering what you guys thought about it, and if he did look good, what you thought about putting him in there.
All right, Ken, we appreciate you, buddy. All right, so yes, because he is on the PUP and was put there as they transitioned to the season, once you got through the first 4 weeks of the season, you have a 21-day window that you can activate him in. If you don't, he goes on the long-term IR.
Right.
Now.
And the expectation is they'll activate him in this stretch. I would think the expectation is that.
The Quincy Avery stuff is interesting because Quincy is two things. One, he is basically at this point a paid hype man for Deshaun Watson. He has defended Deshaun. They are personal friends, but that's understandable. There's
this is
a
legit quarterback
there.
Coach. Yeah, I mean, yeah. There's no other way around that.
He's the other thing.
Your quarterback coach is always going to think you're good at quarterback.
He has talked down about Shador Sanders in every interview I've ever seen. He does not believe in Shador Sanders in any way. You can actually say it seems like he has an agenda against Shador. He has, no one has bad-mouthed Shador more than Quincy Avery, so I don't know that I can really be that surprised that he suggested on Houston Sports Talk that they're going to trade Shador so Deshaun can play.
It's just he's just doing his own bidding there. That's all that is. He's doing his own bidding. It's been it's odd. Like if you're just getting in the car, you're like, wait, Joe Flacco got traded. Why are we spending so much time on Deshaun Watson? No. It's like, well, again, what we're hearing within Deshaun and after him being activated, like there's a real chance that he's on the depth chart. And from what we're hearing, he could be third on the depth chart ahead of Shador. And it just has us a little outraged.
I could use a laugh. Could you use a laugh?
Do you have like one of the Laffy Taffy jokes or something like
No.
To go?
I got plenty of dad jokes. I'm basically.
Oh, you said there was going to be something that would get me happy.
Yeah. Well, no, that was the depth chart, the unofficial depth chart thing.
Oh, that didn't make me happy.
I thought that would maybe talk you off the ledge a little bit because it's one abacus being in the direction of maybe they actually will just let Shador be the backup.
No, I'm not. That didn't do anything for me.
By the way,
the one that the secretary puts together every week. It's like the AP coaches
he is
poll.
A PR guy.
It's like the AP coaches poll. It's like, well, who comes up with that? You think Ryan Day is sitting there and actually putting in the results for 1 to 25 and what he thinks within the coaching rankings? No, he doesn't.
Maybe he dictates it.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Maybe. No. All right. So, Bruce Arians. While we're on the topic of Joe Flacco getting traded to the Bengals, while we're on the topic of who becomes the backup and who's QB3 and all this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Pat McAfee had Bruce Arians on, Super Bowl winning head coach, former Cleveland Browns offensive coordinator. We let that guy out of the building.
As best as I know, the originator of No Risk It, No Biscuit.
Oh, he is the king of No Risky, No Biscuit. He went on the Pat McAfee show today and talked about the Browns situation, including his thoughts on Kevin Stefanski.
Stefanski, how do you guys view him?
I don't know how he's kept his job this long.
That's exactly. Yeah. Most coaches view that way. But I think everybody in the media's eyes just kind of give him a pass because the ownership decided to tie up the largest percentage in the history of a salary cap and kind of hamstring the entire team. Coaches, though, do they see it that way? Or is it just...
No, the coach is all about winning, man. It's all wins and losses. You can be the nicest guy in the world. You're going out the door. But I think maybe they see that continuity does matter. Because they went through so many people so fast, in the Browns' history that they are trying to copy the Steelers a little bit. And let's keep our guys, let's keep our coaches, let's keep some continuity, and we'll put it together.
It should be noted, the Steelers keep their coaches because they're almost always in the playoffs. Now, I digress. The I don't know how he kept his job that long got a legit chortle out of me the second time. That's the second time I've heard that. Can we just get Bruce Arians to just come on the station once a week? Because I would like that level of common sense from somebody in the damn media.
He had a grasp on it. It's interesting because we really don't hear, even like McAfee in that spot, we've not heard people talk that way about Stefanski. No. McAfee and Arians were talking as if it was a known assumption, something that me and you have been talking about for a year now, and everyone has just kind of gotten on us for having those thoughts and those opinions. They're talking as if that's a known assumption across the league, as it always should have been. You can't go 6 years winning as few amount of games and few amount of playoff games as he has and still keep your job. It's wild to me. But all right, people are waking up their eyes a little bit here, Nick.
Or it's just Bruce Arians just has a BS meter that actually works like you and me.
Maybe that's all it is.
Because McAfee did do the devil's advocate thing, which my eye twitched a little bit during. You don't have to do devil's advocate anymore.
Yeah,
we can just look at the results.
The way he led into the question and then the first follow up from McAfee tells me that McAfee's also on the same page, which we have not seen many national people come down hard on Stefanski at all. I'm dying to find out what Albert Breer does at 520. I'm expecting a pivot to Andrew Berry instead of Stefanski love there.
216-474-0092. I'm just curious what people's take is in hearing Bruce Arians, Super Bowl winning head coach. I believe he's got a winning percentage in both Arizona, Indianapolis, and Tampa Bay. I think he had like two losing seasons as an NFL head coach. How do we feel about him kind of chortling that he doesn't know why Kevin Stefanski still has a job? Let's go with Jack in Wellington. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I know there's been a lot of... There's been a lot of Stefanski talk, and I'm going to be a Stefanski defender for a quick second.
Mm. All right, we're ready for it.
His first season, Baker was healthy. We made the playoffs. We won a playoff game. His second season, Baker was hurt almost the entire year. And at a certain point, that's got to count for something. Third season, Watson suspended. That season's just sort of a wash. Like, you're not expecting to do anything there. Fourth season, you get Watson. He gets hurt. Stefanski manages to pull together some sort of offense, makes the playoffs with five different starting quarterbacks. Last season was a terrible season. And then this season, I disagree with how he's managed the Shador stuff, but most of this stuff just seems out of his control. I mean, the man won a football game with PJ Walker as his starting quarterback.
So,
Jack, you notice how it's not getting any better, though. You notice how your trend there, it's we're going in the wrong direction.
Absolutely. No, and if they fire him, that's okay. I'll get over it. I think he deserves a little grace for some of the stuff he has done.
So here's what I struggle with. In terms of things beyond his control, he controls who's in the quarterback room. If he wanted Baker to be here, Baker would be here. If he didn't want Deshaun here, Deshaun wouldn't be here. And he is an offensive head coach whose offenses have ranked 14th, 20th, 18th, 10th, 32nd, and 31st in scoring points in the NFL in his six seasons as head coach. While I watch Kyle Shanahan win games with Mac Jones pretty consistently, Kevin O'Connell turned Sam Darnold into a decent NFL quarterback. I'm watching other NFL head coaches deal with uncertainty at quarterback continuing to win, whereas Kevin kind of gets a pass for that.
Yeah, I can see that. Again, like, if he gets fired, I think I could see it being time, but I just don't understand the Watson deal. Like, from jump, I was like, that's a lot for a guy who didn't play football last season. I just want to know whose call that was, and I want them fired.
All right. Thank you, Jack.
I think it also might be part of Kevin Stefanski's call.
I mean, by all reporting that we have, and maybe you guys just don't believe the reports, but it's part of the infuriating part of the Stefanski conversation. And you saw Arians and McAfee do it there. It's like, well, he didn't choose Deshaun Watson. It's like, no, the reports say it was him and Andrew Berry that chose Deshaun Watson. They took that plan to Haslam. Haslam's the one that signed off on everything, and Haslam's the one that wanted to make it the guaranteed money. But Haslam didn't sit in his man cave being like, Deshaun Watson, light bulb, let's go do it. No, the plan originally came from Stefanski and Barry, and why everyone just refuses to acknowledge the reports we have from Mary Kay at Cleveland.com and then from The Athletic and the guys they have over there is just wild to me.
How are we feeling about the Joe Flacco trade? We've got some time there. We do have the Peterlin pass coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.